Hello and welcome to another edition of the Guardian ID podcast. This is Zach Martin, editor of the Guardian ID magazine. Today we're speaking with Tom Smedinghoff, a partner at Wildman Herald and chairman of an American Bar Association task force that is exploring the legal issues around identification. Tom and I are going to talk about using social networking sites for online access to government services, along with the latest developments around identity and legal issues. But before we dive in, first, a word from our sponsor.
Whether you are protecting a critical infrastructure or vital information, or securing a facility or border, you need to answer the same question. In the modern world of identities, how do you establish with absolute certainty that someone is who they claim to be? At CSC, we understand that the heart of identity management is the creation of trusted identities. For more information, go to csc.com/identity management. CSC, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
The UK is thinking about enabling citizens to use Facebook to check information on government sites. In the US, the General Services Administration is working with OpenID to enable citizens to search and save information along with some other low-level identity assurance tasks. Could this eventually pave the way for Facebook to be the largest identity provider?
Okay, well, to answer that, actually, let me back up a little bit. The OECD recently put out a report that looked at the identity management strategies of several governments around the world, largely concentrated in Europe, but also including the U.S. and Australia and Canada, I think. But one of the striking things about that survey is that they basically seem to be saying that the strategies of most governments for identity management was focused along the lines largely of a government ID or national ID card, and primarily for the purpose of providing government services to citizens. Now, of course, that's not the approach we would adopt here,
right.
but that seems to be, at least in many European countries, a very popular approach. And the UK was originally moving along that same path as well. But it was several months ago, I guess, or maybe sometime last year, the UK decided not to pursue a national ID card strategy, and instead to go a different route. And what it looks like they're doing now is exploring alternatives for private sector run identity systems, but that the government could still leverage to provide, you know, government services through websites and so forth. And one of the things they've indicated they're exploring is looking at using social network sites like Facebook as a source of identity credentials and identity information. My sense is that when you look at providing identity credentials and verifying identity in a transaction, obviously the strength of that identification is very important. And so what I see, the sort of the social networking source of identity information as being is primarily one that I think helps people become familiar with the concept, gets them used to using a third party for an identity credential, but is probably not going to be used in any very sensitive transaction. I don't see very significant transactions relying on social media-based identities or identity credentials, primarily because those identities are largely self-asserted. There's not really any significant, if any, identity proofing or vetting going on behind those identities. And so their reliability, you know, is limited. But for purposes of transactions where, you know, the verification of identity is not critical, but where it may be more appropriate simply to verify that the person you're dealing with now is the same person you dealt with previously, then I think a social media-based identity system can work quite well. And we're actually seeing an experiment with that in the U.S. The GSA, the Government Services Administration, has started a program using OpenID. And identity providers such as Google, and I think PayPal's involved, and several other companies. I don't know if Facebook is involved or not. I kind of don't think they are. But in any event, it is basically allowing the identity credentials issued by companies like Google and PayPal to be used for accessing certain government services. Again, these are low-value services. They're not sensitive kind of things. But again, I think it serves a very important purpose in terms of helping to educate people on how this might work and how they can leverage identity information from third parties. So that's kind of how I see it playing out, at least initially. And I was kind of quite intrigued by the fact that the UK government was talking about doing something similar to what GSA's been doing. So it'll be interesting to see how that develops going forward.
Do you think there's an opportunity for, you know, OpenID or Google, some of the people that are doing these, you know, basically username passwords so you can keep track of stuff on different websites, for them to be able to offer or for a user to opt in to a high level of authentication to be able to submit more information and then possibly use that same ID as for a higher level transactions?
Yes, actually I do. I mean, I think because what we're likely to see is that these companies are developing the sort of the identity infrastructure at their end, you know, to provide these low-level identities. And so once that is up and running, and once a fairly large group of individuals are willing to use those identities, to me, it's a much smaller step to go the next level and leverage that base into you know, an identity system that provides more secure and more reliable identity. So actually, I think it could well be a first step. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out, but I think it could well be a good first step. You know, I mean, the only other thing I guess I would say is that, you know, we're all working quite a bit on this whole identity system and how do we structure it and what kind of a governance model do we use and so forth and so on. How do we allocate liability and you know, whatever. But when we look at the social media space, what we see is sort of, at some level, an identity system that's just sort of popped up without all of this advanced planning, if you will. And perhaps the best example of that is Facebook Connect, which is being used fairly broadly, I think. And some might argue that Facebook is even the largest identity provider out there right now. They're very low level identities or identity credentials. The level of assurance is very low, but it's a system that's in use and that serves a valuable function. And so I think there's a lot to learn from the social network experience with identity, but of course we have to move it up to a higher level of assurance, and that's going to be the real challenge.
Going back to the national strategy and stick for a moment, you know, from your perspective, you know, there's been a couple of meetings, a governance meeting. So I just wanted to, you know, talk to you to find out if there was anything new going on or anything from your perspective that our listeners should be watching out for.
Well, there is talk of a third meeting on the West Coast sometime in September, although I haven't seen any official announcement of that yet.
Me either.
Or heard a date for that matter. So I'm not sure what the situation is there. The other thing that sort of just happened at the end of last week was that the NSTIC folks had issued a notice of inquiry, I think it was called an NOI, where they were basically put out a series of questions to interested parties asking, in effect, how should we set up the governance structure for the steering group that's going to really be private sector run and that's going to develop the, I think they refer to it as the identity ecosystem framework. So those responses were due last Friday, July 22nd, and we've had I know several groups did file responses, which I think the NSTIC folks are now in the process of weeding through and trying to come up with some sort of approach on a governance structure or a recommendation for a governance structure. So I think that's kind of the next big pronouncement that we'll likely see coming out of the program office right now. So it's that and the next meeting are the two sort of events that I see on the horizon right now. And I think the goal is to have a steering group in place or at least started by the end of the year. So hopefully something will happen relatively soon. And I think at this point it's a matter of stay tuned.
Well, then if we see ever get a budget passed and the program office gets its money for pilots, that's
yeah, and that whole budget thing may change everything. Who knows?
Exactly. Well, Tom, unless there's anything else you want to add, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today.
All right. Well, thank you very much.